Have you found the right book?
Asked Anna. Leo nodded, and the three children ran back through the magical door in Aunt Beth's study. Suddenly, they were in a new place. The sun was bright, and they could hear the sound of the sea.
Where have we come this time?
Anna asked. Leo held up the book. Greek myths.
So we're inside the world of myths,
said Ben nervously.
What now?
Let's explore this place,
Anna said. But suddenly, a woman in a long white dress was running through the trees towards them. She looked afraid.
Have you come to help Princess Andromeda?
She asked.
Who is that?
Asked Anna. The woman explained.
Princess Andromeda is very beautiful. Her mother, the Queen, said she is more beautiful than the goddesses of the sea. But Poseidon, the god of the sea, heard the Queen's words, and he sent a sea monster here. It has been here for a long time. Since then, none of our fishing boats has gone out to sea. Everybody is afraid of the monster.
What about Princess Andromeda?
Asked Ben.
They have tied her to a rock near the sea. The sea monster is going to eat her,
answered the woman.
And then it will leave us forever.
She began to cry.
I remember the story,
cried Leo. Quickly, he turned to the story of Perseus in the book. He read it aloud.
Perseus was a great hero. He killed the monster Medusa. Then he started to fly home on the flying horse Pegasus. On the way, he saved Princess Andromeda from a second monster. Perseus fought this terrible sea monster and killed it.
Leo looked up.
But Perseus hasn't arrived yet, he said. Something is wrong in this world too.
So Andromeda is going to die,
cried Ben.
No, she isn't,
said Anna bravely. She looked back at the Greek woman.
We have come to help the princess. Take us to her now, please.
They all started to run towards the sea.